More than 500 people attended the funeral on Saturday of the man shot by State College police on March 20th. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports speakers at the funeral of Osazi Osagi talked about his smile, his hugs, and his deep belief in Jesus. More than 500 people attended the funeral on Saturday of the man shot by State College police on March 20th. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports speakers at the funeral of Osazi Osagi talked about his smile, his hugs, and his deep belief in Jesus. WPSU's Emily Reddy reports speakers at the funeral of Osazi Osagi talked about his smile, his hugs, and his deep belief in Jesus.
I'm no longer a slave to fear, for I am a child of God.
A band sang worship hymns to an overflow crowd during Osagi's funeral at State College Alliance Church. Pastor Harold McKenzie from Unity Church of Jesus Christ in State College read a statement from Osagi's parents, Sylvester and Eyun Osagi.
He has gone home resting in the presence of his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The work of bringing peace to a troubled world remains for us to do. But we are confident that God's purpose will be accomplished right here on earth in the land of the living.
McKenzie said that Osagi was unique in that his belief in God started at a very young age. He said Osagi would often pray instead of going out to play. Because of his faith, his siblings nicknamed him Man of God.
From an early age, it could be told that Osagi was different. And he wasn't different, and I want us to understand his difference was not there because of the illness that he battled. It was because that God's hand was on this young man's life in a unique and powerful way.
Osagi was autistic. He was shot by State College police who came to his apartment for a mental health check requested by his father. Osagi reportedly confronted police with a knife. The shooting is the first known fatal police shooting by State College Borough Police. McKenzie said the community is hurting, frustrated, and asking questions.
How could this happen? And why did this happen? Could there have been another way? Did race have any influence in the outcome? And a real reality is whatever answers we get, even if they're correct and true, can they ever be
Osagi
enough to take
away? Osagi was shot by State College police who came to his apartment for a mental health check.
The
family's pastor, Zach McDonald,
Osagi
from State College Access Church, said he'd known the Osagi
the
family
the
since he was in middle school.
By
he
State
shared
College
the last
Borough
text
police.
Osagi sent to his
McKenzie
mother.
Said the community
always
is
remember
hurting,
to
frustrated,
repent if
and
you feel you've
questions.
Done wrong. And forgive those who have wronged you.
Osagi was buried after the funeral service at Pine Hall Cemetery in State College. In State College, I'm Emily Reddy. I'm Emily Reddy,
State College, I'm Emily Reddy.